It's time once again to play Public Radio's sixth most popular game show, The Conversation News Quiz. To qualify to play, earlier this hour we asked this question: in which foreign country was there a coup this week? The correct answer, of course, Egypt. Well, Arwen, Nix, who got the answer correct and qualified to play the news quiz?
This week's contestant is Ian Iddings, and he is a dog walker. He's listening today in Ballard.
Ian, and I understand you have a pit bull. How'd your pit bull do with the fireworks yesterday?
He's okay. He doesn't really mind it too bad. He's okay.
Hey, now remember the rules, Ian. If you can answer two of these three questions correctly, you will become the conversationalist of the week, displacing Pan Coffee. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay. Earlier this week, we discussed State Initiative 522 that will be on the ballot in November. It would require labels for food that contained ingredients that have been A, genetically engineered, B, blessed by saints, or C, exposed to nuclear material. This initiative would require labels if they contain ingredients that have been genetically engineered, blessed by saints, or exposed to nuclear material. Which one is it?
I'm going to go with A.
A, which is genetically engineered? In fact, that is correct, sir. Conversation
All
News
right.
Quiz question number two. Rents are expected to go down in coming years as development continues and apartments flood the market in Seattle. But now, not all businesses are doing well. There are a couple of landmarks that have closed recently. And which one of these closed on June 27th? Did the Space Needle restaurant close, the Egyptian Theater, or Awajimaya Grocery Store? Which one of these closed on June 27th? The Space Needle restaurant, the Egyptian Theater, or Awajimaya Grocery Store?
It was the Egyptian Theater.
Correct. Conversation News Quiz question number three. Monday and Tuesday were all sunshine and swimsuits as Seattle experienced a rare and welcome heat wave, but we did not break our record. That record set on June 29th, 2009, Seattle's record high temperature at SeaTac. What was the record high temperature that was set then? Was it 117 degrees? Was it 103 degrees? Was it 94 degrees? The record high temperature in Seattle was 117 degrees, or was it 103 degrees, or was it 94 degrees?
Now, was this the record overall for all
yes,
time?
Yes, for all day? Time, for all recorded high temperatures at SeaTac. What was the high?
I think I remember that because I had just moved to Seattle. I think it was 103.
103, correct. Arwen Nix has been keeping score. Arwen Nix, how did Ian do?
He is a hero and a scholar and a winner. He got 3 out of 3 correct answers.
Ian Iddings, you are perfect. And you will wear you will be reigning on the Conversation Facebook page. You are the Conversationalist of the Week. Thanks so much for playing, Ian.
Yeah, thank you.
David Hyde produces our program with Arwen Nix, along with production help from Hannah Byrne. We also get help from our engineer, Bernard Ouellette. I'm Ross Reynolds. Thanks for listening.